The skies, they were ashen and sober. The leaves, they were crisped and sere. The leaves, they were withering and sere. It was night in the lonesome October of my most immemorial year. So wrote Edgar Allan Poe, poet and story writer, 2 years before he died in October, 170 years ago this week. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. Edgar Allan Poe was known to be irregular and eccentric, and his writing tended to the wild and fantastic, and probably none so fantastic as the last major work of his life, which he considered his most important, called Eureka. Eureka was subtitled An Essay on the Material and Spiritual Universe, and it was a prose poem in which he made assertions about the origin, expansion, and collapse of the material universe, not through the lens of scientific thinking, but through the intuitions of the poet. Poe stated that science is not the only road to truth, particularly because it dares, he wrote, to confine the soul which loves nothing so well as to soar in those regions of illimitable intuition. When he died on October 7th in 1849, the moon was a waning gibbous, and as a storyteller of the night sky, I like to imagine that the evening star was there to greet Edgar Allan Poe in response to one of his earliest poems, in which he wrote, I gazed a while on the moon's cold smile, too cold for me. There passed as a shroud a fleecy cloud, and I turned away to thee, proud evening star, in thy glory afar, and dearer thy beam shall be. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.